Advent encompasses for the Christian believer a time of remembering what was, of observing what is, and of the anticipation for things yet to come. It is a time to reflect on the hope we carry, of the joy that we experience, and the peace that we live in. Advent, a time of preparation, reflecting on where we have come from Romans 3 and 23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And we can remember what was. Do you not know, Paul writes to the church at Corinth, that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And that is what some of you were. But you were washed, you were sanctified, and you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. 1 Corinthians 6:9-11. This is who we once were. But by the grace of God, we've been given the right to become children of God. From John 1, yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or of a husband's will, but born of God. Observing what is, Paul reminds us to follow Jesus' example. From Romans 6, in the same way count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to him as instruments of righteousness. For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under law, but under grace. And John 8:36 reminds us, and so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Every day we are encouraged to recognize and live out that freedom. Embrace what the Lord has done in your life and live for him in a life of gratitude and thankfulness. Oh, do you feel it deep within? Do you let it spill out? The anticipation of what is yet to come. Jesus says to the church and to the world, "Behold, I am coming soon. And my reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. And blessed are those who wash their robes, that they might have the right of the tree of life, and may go through the gates into the city." Revelation 22:12-14. And from verse 17, the Spirit and the Bride say, "Come." And let him who hears say, "Come." And whoever is thirsty, let him come. And whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life. The church, those who are in a right relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, having been called up to heaven, will sit with him. He is the bridegroom, and the church his bride. There will at that time be a great time of celebration and reverence displayed as the majesty of who it was that left heaven to come to earth clothed as a man begins to take shape, and he takes his rightful place as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Eternity for the believer starts to become a reality in those moments, and what an amazing thing that will be. We who now believe are children of God through Christ Jesus. We know the forgiveness of our sins, and we have made a confession of Christ's invitation into our lives, and through our actions we show the world the love of God as was once shown to us, even while we were once sinners. We set examples by repenting of our sins, by our acknowledging them, and then turning from them. We then display our faith, and we can be found standing strong when the spiritual battles heat up. And we can know peace in our souls, because even though what is before us seems impossible to us, all things are possible for God our Father. And if we hold on to His faithfulness, we too will make it through whatever the moment finds us in, and we will be strengthened as Jesus was on the night of His arrest. That is, if we ask for help as He did and pray. And to him an angel appeared, his prayer being answered. And the angel strengthened him, and the rest of that night and the next day changed the world, as our faith in him will change ours today. Remember always, our hope is in Christ Jesus for salvation, and from the Holy Spirit who comes to teach us the ways of our God. And all of this because of the love of God the Father, he who himself is love. And his love is truth, absolute truth. And his love is life. Anything abbreviated or added to his truth is certain death. And the only way to know him is to seek his face. And he tells us to seek him while he may be found. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks the door will be opened. Matthew 7. We have looked at from where we have come, our past life, our past choices. And we have looked at where we are now and the changes the Lord is bringing about in our lives through the stirring and moving of the Holy Spirit within us when we submit to him and by asking for change and then embracing what comes our way, whether it is what we had in mind or not. We today trust the Lord at his word, and in them are reminded that his ways will never fail us. We have looked at what has been prophesied of those things yet to come. And when time is no more of where the children of God will spend eternity, and where we will every day stand in awe and be amazed at the wonder of his love. There are for us many words of warning in the Word of God, and we in this season of Advent are looking at that directed to His second coming and the events that will begin to unfold when He does. From Matthew 24, no one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, not the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. And that is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in a field, and one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill, one will be taken and the other left. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch, and would not have let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come in an hour when you do not expect him. Prepare. When Israel awaited the coming of the Messiah, the prophet Isaiah spoke, a voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. And well over 400 years later, another voice would be found in that wilderness, that of John the Baptist, calling to the people of that day to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. And he would say, a voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. And then one day, walking down into the water, came this Jesus asking for John to baptize him. And John knew at that moment that the prophecy once spoken was now being fulfilled, and the Messiah had come. This day is a call to live a life of righteousness, a life of integrity, of morality and meaning, to live as a light shining in the darkness. But as it was, so shall it once again be when he returns. This time, though, he will not come as a lamb to be led to slaughter, as a sacrifice. No, this time he will come as a judge, and he will come as one with authority and power, and he will take his rightful place as ruler, King of kings and Lord of lords. How will you be prepared to meet him? Will you worship him, or will you curse him again? Now is the time to prepare your hearts, for the day of your salvation draws near, and each day lost is precious time to share the gospel story and opportunity to witness to another who has yet to come to the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord in their lives. Today will make a big difference in someone's life. They will see the Lord in you, and they will judge him by your actions. Today you can change your life, and tomorrow you can wake up to a new day, a new beginning, and new changes, and how you accept or deny them will mark your attitude, and you will carry that with you all day. What will the people see of the Lord in your life? What will be said of you when it is all said and done? Will you hear, "Welcome, my good and faithful servant," or will you hear, "Away, I never knew you"? What was is, what is. But what is yet to come, you have yet time to prepare for. Prepare ye the way of the Lord.